Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. I'm so glad you joined me. And before I go into the word that the Lord's placed on my heart to share with you, I'd like to just take a moment to pray for us, all of us, as we come into the presence of the Lord. Father, Lord, I thank you that you said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, that you're there in the midst. And Father, by means of modern technology, through radio, through television, your people are able to join together in the Spirit, able to experience the good things of the Lord, because, Lord, our purpose, our intention is to be with you, to learn from you. And so, Lord, I do ask for your presence and that anointing, Lord, the power of the Lord, which will destroy the works of darkness that have come against your beloved today. Lord, the distractions, the pressures, the problems of this present world system, Lord, it's increasingly dark. It's very difficult, Lord, as we walk in this pilgrim way. And so, Lord, I'm asking that you would just cause a refreshing now to come to your people. Lord, just as a cool breeze on a hot, humid summer day, a cool breeze to come in the evening that would just refresh and blow away all the effects of all the troubles and the problems and the things that your people are facing. And Lord, let us be able to rest in you in faith, in Jesus' wonderful name. I thank you for it. Well, Jesus spoke some words, one verse of scripture that I'd like to focus on for, oh, maybe the next couple of days, found in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 3, where he said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Well, as we read the Gospels, we might just sort of, you know, gloss over that, but that's a pretty powerful statement that Jesus made. He said, unless we become as little children, we're not going to make it in. And so, when I read this, so this was sometime back, I thought it would be well to just take a look at what does that mean? How can we become as little children? And before I begin to share the things the Lord placed on my heart, I'd like to make a very important distinction between childlikeness, which is what we are to become like, childlike, and childishness. There's a great difference between the two. Childishness is a sign of instability and foolishness. Ephesians 4 and 14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. And Proverbs 22 and 15 says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Why is that? Because, well, every child that's born into the world has original sin. Unless an individual, by his own free will and knowledge, decides to accept that free salvation that is offered by the Lord Jesus Christ, they're spiritually dead. And so every child, I mean, sometimes they may look very innocent, but there's foolishness bound in their heart. Why? Because they're carnal. They're not born again. Now, I know, praise God, there are those that can accept the Lord at a very young age, and how wonderful that is. But in a child in its natural state is unsaved and is not doesn't understand the ways of the Lord. Although I do believe if a child is by accident or by sickness dies before the age of accountability, I do believe, and I know others. Other things that I've read, we concur basically that that child is with the Lord. There's no question because they're still a child. But however, Proverbs 22 and 15 does say, and let me complete that verse, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So childishness is something we don't want, but childlikeness is an aspect of that walk of holiness that God has called us to. In 1 Peter, the first chapter, verse 13, he declares, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." In other words, every aspect of your life is to indicate holiness, which is basically to be set apart for sacred use, to be set apart for the Lord. Well, having said that, then there, I'd like for us to explore the characteristics of a good child. And this is the ideal good child, as the word would depict a child. And I know in today's world, there are so many children that have been hurt, abused, and it's tragic to see the things that happen to them when they're so young and they're so innocent. But I'm just want to, for the sake of understanding what Jesus is telling us in this verse, take a look at some scripture to help us define what it means to be a good child. How can we become converted and become as little children? Well, the first thing is saving faith or salvation. In Mark, the 10th chapter, verse 15, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you," this is the other gospel, "whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." Little different twist, but I saw in that verse two aspects. One is receiving the kingdom of God. That is the having the faith of a child just to believe that what God says is true. I can recall before I accepted the Lord, I was wrestling with my mind. I was being drawn by the Holy Spirit, and yet all my background, all my experience was saying, intellectually, it was very difficult for me to even understand. I couldn't understand it, and I wanted to just take my time and try to, figure it out, but I found myself in an absolute dilemma. You could not rationalize or use logic in terms of becoming a Christian or understanding the Christian walk, but I had to, by faith, simply I had to lay aside my logic, lay aside my reason, and I said, "God, if you are real, make yourself real to me." And that's a prayer that God loves to answer. And of course, he answered that prayer. And so by faith, laying down the arrogance of our natural faculties, and just as a child saying, "If you're real, God, if you're real," there might be some listening at this moment that you're being drawn by the Spirit of God. You don't know that, but you're really questioning Christianity. You've dabbled in other ways of fulfillment, if you will, or enlightenment, trying to understand, is there a God, and how can we achieve the things that your soul is hungering for? Well, that hunger has been put there by the Spirit of the Lord. And so that call for salvation, that desire to know God, has to be, that first step is by faith. And secondly, there is a conversion process, because in that verse in Mark, "Verily," Jesus said, "I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive become receiving by faith the message of the gospel, the kingdom of God, as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And of course, that scripture in Matthew, except ye be converted. So there is a conversion process. And what does that word convert mean? Well, in the Greek, it means to twist, to turn quite around or reverse. And so there's actually a twofold process, if you will. There's the salvation and then conversion, which results in, according to Matthew 18 and 3, becoming childlike. In Luke, the 22nd chapter, let me go back to 31. The Lord is speaking to Simon, and he said, or Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. You see, our carnal nature, I mean, we might even love God. Look at Peter. He loved the Lord sincerely. But remember what he said to him? He said, when the Lord started speaking of his impending death, his sufferings, Peter actually rebuked the Lord. And he said, oh, Lord, be it far from you. And remember, the Lord had to turn to him. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but of man. And so when we are truly converted, we begin to savor, to understand the things of God. And so then, saving faith, to be converted, and then that's an aspect of entering in, if you will, to the kingdom. And then secondly, what's the nature of a child? They're hungry, aren't they? A newborn infant, they're hungry for milk. That's why they cry, or else they're uncomfortable. And anyone that's had children, I mean, a growing boy, they're like a bottomless pit. Isn't that true? Well, there's some scripture I want to share, but I see my time is rapidly coming to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to an end. Thank you so much for joining me today. At the conclusion of every broadcast, the announcer gives our contact information. And if the Lord's moving on you, or if you have needs in your life, there is a power and there's a principle of agreeing prayer that the Lord does expect us to honor. Because as we agree as touching anything, what does the word say? Our Father in heaven will grant that petition. So I invite you to write, and also I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we carry on in this message on becoming little children. Thank you for listening. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.